American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for Monday, February 28th, 2005, with my beautiful and talented co-host, Samarian.
Hello, everyone out there.
And this is Newsreel, your source for independent media on the news that will give you the edge against the core political tyranny that is trying to enslave you. If you don't happen to believe the core political tyranny is trying to enslave you, ask Sim.
I believe.
Well done, and testify. And you can read along with the news stories by going to my live journal, which isn't really live, but, you know, it's called live journal. And it's under, actually, it's called Secret Message now.
Ooh.
It was originally called Today I Was a Writer.
Yes.
And then I went to I Free Slaves.
Yes.
And now it's called Secret Message, which is very, very cool.
That is cool.
It is very, very
Where
cool.
Where is it? Sean_Kennedy.
That's right.
Underscore
is
your middle name.
It's my middle name. And
I know the script.
You'll know it'll be time to turn the page when I hear me say something like, wow, is the FDA ever evil? Got some feedback here. First thing I got feedback on, I'm not just going to read any of my feedback I got, because, boy, did I ever get shit kicked on the capital punishment thing. People,
as
were,
you should.
Everyone was Killer. On me about fucking killing those pedophiles and shit. That's just horrible stuff. You know, guys like Clifford Olson, you know. How dare I think of putting a gun to those fuckers'
no
heads.
Compassion.
No compassion. Compassionless. I made the Dalai Lama cry.
You did.
Dalai Lama holding the baby Jesus, both weeping the fuck away, sitting on Mecca, just crying their ass off. Well, you know, you're really going to get pissed off when you find out I'm a big fan of corporal punishment as well. I think it'd be a lot better if somebody
beat
could just
them and then kill them.
No, just beat them. You know,
just beat them.
Yeah, because it'd be a lot cheaper. I mean, you know, these,
true.
You know,
good whipping.
Well, there's people.
Public whipping.
Okay, you can't deny there are
Pick
people.
Up the stones,
dude. There's people out there who need a shit kicking.
Yes.
Yeah, there are.
And you're the guy to deliver it to them, eh?
Rest my case. Rest my case. I'd rather have, you know, if a cop showed up at the domestic and the cops were allowed.
Them.
If a cop shows up at a domestic, the cop sits outside, watches for a sec to figure out what the fuck's going on. He sees that the guy's beating the shit out of his wife.
Then he goes, guilty, beat.
And he goes, guilty, right. Take him outside, smack the living shit out of him, provided it's not a repeat offense, in which case he might get shot. Problem solved.
Moving yeah, on. That's great.
I think it's good.
Put on the right. Here.
I think I'm not saying, you know, it should be like Jaywalker. No.
beat him down.
No, I'm not going on Batman here. I'm just saying.
You know the rules.
What's wrong with you? No, I'm just saying that there's a place for that.
A beaten society is a polite society.
Yeah. You need a whooping yourself, actually.
Yeah,
you know, if you ate more red meat, you wouldn't have a problem with that.
That's very true.
It is very true.
That's the problem.
I have got some sad news to announce.
Yes.
This is a guy we knew. We met him at DEF CON last year. Joshua Pacbel Cohen has passed on. On Monday, February 21st, Josh flew up to Portland in his glass air tail number N262WG. Shortly after midnight, February 22nd, he left Portland, destined for Crescent City, California. Josh had radar service with the FAA Seattle Center while en route to Crescent City. Around 2 a.m., Seattle ATC received a message from Josh saying he had visual on the airport and was terminating radar service, switching to the local airport frequency for his final approach, and that was the last transmission he made. The body of Maria L. Flores was found 700 yards offshore near Chetco River. Maria was a passenger on the plane with Josh. Our thoughts and sympathies go out to Josh, his family, Maria's family, and Josh's friends. Now, this guy was just a switched-on guy, one of the brothers of DEF CON. Very, very solid dude, so it's unfortunate to see him go. But I guess we'll check you on the better side, pal. So getting away from that, we got some vegan feedback. Sim, what's going on there?
Oh, I got some questions from people that sent in, and I really didn't feel like typing them out, so I thought I'd Just say them. It's much quicker.
You listless, vague, and powerless fuck. If you ate red meat, you'd be able to type those messages. But right now, you just don't have the strength to move your fingers over the keyboard.
Yeah.
Maybe you need one of those little brain box things. Anyway, all right.
Yeah,
do it. We got lots of news to do.
This one I said I was going to do on February 14th, which is a while back.
But you're a liar.
But I'm a liar, so yeah. I forgot about it because it was the day we came back.
Dirty, vague, and a liar.
From New York.
Okay.
This one is from Tenfold. You are a vegan, and if I remember correctly, you've also said you're an atheist. Do you stay away from meat and animal products from purely a health reason, or do you do it out of respect for other living beings? If it's out of respect, to me it shows some sort of belief in a soul and spirit for anything alive, which would lead one to think that you have some belief in a higher power.
That's not true. Sim is a fucking...
atheist.
He's a hardcore atheist and a vegan, which makes him the weirdest son of a bitch in BC, easily. Like, that's just fucked up. And yeah, he smoked weed before, and no, he didn't get all spiritual about it. I don't... there's something seriously wrong with the man. Like, I don't know... Like, those two don't go to...
It's your answer. This your
answer
for him?
Dude, atheism and this is perplexing. I want to know, too, because, dude, like, atheism and veganism don't go together.
This whole higher power thing baffles me, that people need something to keep them in line or else they'll just go wild.
Yeah, which is true. I mean, that's fucked up too.
If somebody's punish me in the afterlife, I guess I'll just go nuts.
And kill everyone now.
And kill everyone. And they have no concept of maybe right or wrong or doing things good.
So
they
don't
need somebody to tell them that this is good and this is bad, or you're going to get punished. It's some sort of... crazy idea that people have.
I don't understand it, but I don't mean to steal this guy's thunder. So what's your answer to this guy?
It's not because of religion or spirituality or anything.
Sure, you haven't got a little closet Buddha at home, do you? You haven't got a little temple you're not telling nobody about?
Out of the East area.
We should check that. We should, like, Mike Sim to see if he's got, like, a secret temple. He's got the cross. What's this in your wallet? Ah!
If you want to define spiritualism as being nice to the animals, I guess, or spiritualism in the animals, I guess, but that's not it.
No.
It's just being nice to fellow creatures of this earth rather than breeding them to eat them and kill them and wear their clothes, wear their fur and stuff like that. And I think that's just probably the decent thing to do rather than just raising them to make them suffer.
And if you want to know the limits...
pump them full of chemicals and stuff like that.
And the limits of his decency were shown tonight when I was making a hot lemon and honey for myself, because my throat, once again, is trashed after a day of filming. As you can tell, Rob Dugan on Newsreel. But no, seriously, it's, I'm making, would you want some hot lemon and honey? And he's like, no, the honey. And I'm like, honey? I mean.
Sean was baffled.
I'm baffled. It's honey. You know, the bees make it. They don't, but apparently, I guess.
Kill them and squeeze the honey out of them.
They don't juice bees or nothing to get honey.
Bees were squeezed.
You know, how many bees had to die to get your fucking toast spread there? But the point is that, and it seems that he won't eat it because. I guess they squish some bees and shit when
when they take out the little trays, right? They try and smoke out as many bees as they can and annoy them and get them away from their food for their offspring.
That's right.
But, you know, some get still trapped in there no matter how much smoke they pump.
And there's the hard-ass kamikaze motherfucker bees who are all like stinging shit.
Sting. And die for that.
Yeah.
Because they do. And so they get killed and scraped along the edges of these honeycombs when they pull them out. And they steal all their food for the winter. Good on you. Because, you know, bees will just grow again, so who cares about the bees and all the work they've done? So, fuck the bees, right?
Yeah, fuck. fuck the bees. That's what I say now. Well, you know.
And so I respect every living creature at the same on every level. Not because, it's a big creature. It's a cute creature. look at a cute creature. We can't but we can kill the bees because
bees are cute, provided you don't put them under a magnifying glass. You put them under the magnifying glass, they look like something out of the War of Chitor. You know,
well,
it's just not cool.
That's the basis for every 50s horror movie ever made. Right?
The giant bee,
the giant X.
Yeah, it's true, and a lot of science fiction too. It was all insect species and shit.
Scary. But there's many reasons why I don't do it.
All right, what's your other...
Not done.
All right, fine. You got a lot of news. Go ahead.
Okay. It's for health reasons, because they pump them full of drugs to make them grow faster.
The bees.
Every creature, except for bees.
Except for bees.
And they feed them other animals. They feed them on themselves, even of the same species. And many diseases are born from that, as we can see throughout the news.
And that's where mad cow disease actually comes from, because cows should not eat cows.
Or other creatures,
Ape has killed ape.
In the wild, they don't really prey upon other cows and sheep. And
they might.
They kill their cows!
They might. Yeah. They could be predatory cows.
predatory cow.
Jesus, wouldn't that be scary? Eh? Fuck.
Yeah, so they're not really meant to do that. And just because it's the decent thing to do. And we as humans are a bit smarter now that we do not need to kill other creatures to survive.
Well, that's true. And, you know,
we're
above that, I think. I rip on Sim a lot. And honestly, I eat as low a meat a diet as I probably can. I mean, I bust out and I get some Chinese food every now and again. But honestly, if you try to eat a vegan or vegetarian diet and fail, that's everyone knows that that's the healthiest diet imaginable. We only need to eat, even by these so-called standards, they say you should only have like something like 6 ounces or 10 ounces of meat a week or something like that. It's like, and we eat way too much meat, and everyone will
way
agree.
Too much of everything.
Yeah, we're obesity is like, you know, one of the
rampant. It's the leading cause of death, I think, now.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's ramping through the roof. Crazy. Like everybody's fat and loathsome and just shitty. So yeah, you know, there's reasons to be vegetarian.
This one's from Red Maiden. I became a vegan about 6 or 7 months ago.
She's cool. She sends me lots of stuff.
Oh, cool. And thought it was too half-assed. Oh, maybe a vegetarian 6 or 7. I don't know what this
Okay, start again.
It doesn't make sense.
Okay.
No matter how many times I read it.
Okay.
But she became a vegetarian and then thought it was too half-assed, so I went vegan about 5 months ago.
Hardcore.
I believe I mentioned it to you, but doubt it was impactful enough to commit it to memory. And go figure, I get lots of shit for it. The newest bit I've been getting is from my uncle saying that I'm not healthy and that I can't give blood. And if I can't do that, then there's something wrong with me. You've always been a source of knowledge on this. Yeah. So I ask you, can vegans give blood?
I've never heard any reason why vegans can't give blood.
I looked it up, and I actually replied to this one. I looked it up, and I haven't found any links on the net saying vegan and blood giving. I couldn't find any
less. I'd rather have...
If you're healthy, you're healthy.
Yeah, I'd rather have vegetarian blood, thanks.
Would you have blood from a vegetarian that looks after their health, or would you like to have blood from a person who goes to McDonald's four times a week?
I think what they're trying to say here is if you're a vegetarian, you might be anemic.
Yeah, and you're a bad vegetarian then.
You're
an idiot.
No, I'm just saying that if you're a vegetarian, right, so the thought process going through Buddy's mind is that if you don't have blood and you give blood, then you'll be unhealthy or something like that, which is...
It's utterly ridiculous. If you don't drink blood 5 times a night from the cow,
yeah,
and
you
bleed it and drink it, you're not healthy.
I would check to make sure you can see your uncle in the daytime.
If you're healthy, you're healthy. If you're sick, you're sick. You can be a sick vegan. You can be a healthy vegan. You can be a sick meat eater. You can be a healthy meat eater. It depends on your diet. So that's what that's about, he says. Any word on new POB stuff? Yes. Very, very soon.
Very, very, very soon. Very soon. Unbelievably soon.
Well, that's Ask a Vegan. Don't send more.
Yeah, don't send any more Ask a Vegans because he doesn't
I'm not an authority. I just eat food and
well, you're a spokesman now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, on to Sort Yourself Out because I got a bunch of stuff to go over on this show. Sort Yourself Out. Short Sort Yourself Out, but here we go. In Dear Sean, you're going to love this one, Sim.
Oh, wonderful.
Dear Sean, in your opinion...
That's dangerous.
All gloves dangerous. Are off now. Do you think all responsible citizens / wogs should own weapons / firearms?
I can already guess on this.
Well, what do you think?
I think you're going to say yes.
Absolutely.
An armed society is a polite society.
Force is the supreme authority, the authority from which all other authority is derived. And there may come a time when the individual has to stand up and fight for what he or she believes in.
Yes.
There may come a time for that.
Yes.
That's why it's
in many countries it does come a time.
That's right. That's why it's in the Constitution. And people need to remember there are things worse than death. So, right after you're done listening to the show today, gun store! Down you go. Go buy yourself at least one handgun and one shotgun. There you go.
Great.
And then sign up for some...
Make sure you know how to use them, please.
Oh, and to help you with that, we have today's recommended media, which is the defensive use of firearms. If you go to my live journal, there's a link for a series of books. Defensive use of firearms is more than just one purpose. It's a primer for those new to the world of defensive firearms. It's a purpose it serves admirably. Stephen Wenger, who authored the book, condenses his considerable training and education into easily understood and concise blocks. It should be a primary text for CCW instruction. It's also a refresher for the old salts. From his unique description of the basics of gun handling, including the use of Clive Shepard's wonderfully useful safety circle, to his understanding of the law, it gives instructors among us another way to explain what we know. Defensive use of firearms will share my reference library with Spalding's Handgun Combatives. That's another one by Spalding, S-P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G. Spalding is the guy's name. And another book called Handgun Combatives. And another guy named Cooper wrote one's called Principles of Personal Defense. And Ayoub, A-Y-O-O-B. Now, he was an Israeli gun instructor. I've heard of this guy. He also worked with Masters of Defense to create a knife, which is really, really wild, for close quarters combat and assassination. It's available from Masters of Defense.
Nice.
And his book was called In the Gravest Extreme. And this guy listed it as an essential. And that review comes from Sergeant Richard Grassi, retired, contributing editor for Guns and Weapons for Law Enforcement magazine. Now, I've read this magazine.
Yeah.
Amongst the Switched on Gung Ho magazines, this one is right up there with, like, Soldier of Fortune. And,
oh, really?
And, yeah, it's very much the who's who in the zoo. So I believe that everyone should own a firearm and everyone should know how to use it. That's just me, though. That's just me, you know. Not saying that, you know, in case you do have to hunt and kill, you know, deer.
You know. That come into your house.
It's coming right
night,
for us.
Stealing stuff.
You bet. You bet. Okay, before we get into the news. Actually, I don't know why I said that. Oh, look at that. I'm back. Wow, that's the magic of not broadcasting
that's
live.
That's amazing.
You bet. So that when your head is full of snot and everything is shit and you're like, dying, and you can't rely on your co-host to do the news because that's not his job. You know,
his
job is to
is
provide, you know, perfect and precise vegetarian advice for all you young children looking to warp
no.
your lives.
No, no.
Yes.
No,
wanted, no. Have you heard about
I'm
that?
I'm here to laugh at your joke.
Yeah. You're the world's... I need to get a fatter Ed McMahon. You heard about that thing where they got bracelets now based on your eating disorder? It's Bluebell or whatever the fuck
it is. Are you saying I have an eating disorder?
No. I was just asking if you'd
heard
of it.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Jesus.
What eating disorder?
Doesn't matter. You're too defensive. I'm not going to talk about it. On to the news. At last, everything is done for you. Kit from the TV show told rival Michael Knight how he was feeling and how to beat villains and how to act. Now, this article is written very badly because, first of all, I was going to correct the author that
yes.
he never actually told Michael Knight how Michael Knight was feeling.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, what?
Yeah, but actually, he told Michael Knight how the car was feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michael, you seem sad.
A couple of my friends got kicked out of Kit at a car show because you wouldn't believe it was the car. It was Adrian. She went to the car. Yeah, the dark one, my wife. She went to a car show and was sitting in the car talking to Kit. And she's like, "You're not really a car." Yes, I am. And eventually, like, she had to get kicked out of the car because she would not believe. She was like, I don't know, six or something. It was really funny. Anyway, Swiss engineers have unveiled an interactive concept car known as the Senso. Now, this is not vaporware because apparently it's coming out next year, they say.
Next year.
No. The Senso runs on natural gas and determines the driver's mood by measuring biometric data, then adjusts the environment accordingly.
You need to die.
Yeah, I'm a little afraid of cars that tell me what to do. The car detects an increase in heart rate and erratic driving and uses a selection of relaxing colors, music, and even smells to help calm the driver down. My car would be like zero beat ambient trance all the time. Welcome to Zombo Car. These are integrated into the futuristically designed interior paneling, which bathes the cockpit in dazzling free ambient light.
What?
Yeah.
Welcome
my car.
Strobe lights going on.
Blah. What about people who smoke weed when they drive? They'll be fucked now.
Yeah.
This is like this, the Senso, my new anti-drug. And should the central computer establish any symptoms of sleepiness in the driver, electric motors integrated in the seat will shake him awake by vibrating. Good God. I hope this thing's not Bluetooth enabled, because wow, could I build a virus for this? The new car's design is also radical, with the driver sitting alone in the middle in front row, flanked by two passenger seats in behind, which is not radical. That was done by the really high-end the McLaren F5 does that.
Yeah.
The sensor comes with RinSpeed design. Comes from RinSpeed, RinSpeed design, and is due to be released at the Geneva Motor Show next month. Depending on the industry, the car may go into production as early as next year with a price tag around, get this, £20,000, which means it's only
really?
40 grand, yeah.
Wow, I thought this was going to be a super high end.
Nope, but I wouldn't buy one.
No.
Because all this data is obviously being gathered by the car.
Yes.
So what do you want to bet that
we
data
see you're
being?
Very sleepy before your crash. Like, every night you're very sleepy.
Yeah, every
you
night around
over.
Between 2 and 4, I notice you're very tired. Oh, that's a body's natural biorhythm. That's why, you know, all attacks in the military are planned between 2 and 4 in the morning.
Any but, data gathering on my mood.
And in that wonderful, you know what Uncle Sam said to us? He said, fuck you and your airspace. Yes, Canada's decision not to join with the American Missile Defense Program means the U.S. will choose when to fire missiles over Canadian airspace, whether Ottawa likes it or not, says the U.S. ambassador.
Yeah.
Like, wow. The blunt assessment came minutes after Prime Minister Paul Martin announced Thursday that he will not sign on the controversial missile scheme, which isn't controversial. There's no controversy. We all know it doesn't fucking work. We will deploy. We will defend North America, said Paul Cicilline, U.S. ambassador to Canada. We don't give a shit because we're paranoid. We simply cannot understand why Canada would, in effect, give up its sovereignty. That's a quote. Its seat at the table to decide what to do about a missile that might be coming towards Canada. Now, the warning was no slip of the tongue. Saluki, or whatever the fuck his name is, repeated several times that Canada's decision had handed over some of its sovereignty to the U.S.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No.
I tell you what. Why don't you declare war on Canada and we'll watch your own nation rip itself apart? Because I refuse to believe that Americans will stand by.
No matter
and go,
how much propaganda.
And go, dude, they're Canadians. They play hockey, you know, and they give us doctors. Fuck off. You know, that's where all the good writers live. Saluki said he understands the political issue and made it difficult for Martin's minority government to endorse an unpopular American plan. Incidentally, the missile defense shield does not work. There has not been a successful test of the fucking thing. Polls have suggested that most Canadians oppose the project, and Martin might even have to faced a revolt within his own liberal caucus. So the guy's fucked. He's like, dude, we can't do this. Sorry, my country. Sorry, yeah, my country can read. We're sorry about that, but we got this public education system that's, you know, helping so they can read and shit, and, you know, what do you want? While the Conservatives support missile defense, because Stephen Harper is insane, the NDP, the Bloc Québécois, and many Liberals oppose it, which is scary because the NDP, the Bloc Québécois, and Liberals never agree on fuck all. So it's like, okay then.
Do you have his quote there? The Prime Minister's quote? Oh, so good.
What was it? Something to the effect of...
It was like, we are not in the business of spreading fear. Or something like that.
Oh, that's
like, it was so good. It was such a good quote.
And yeah.
Look up the quote that he said.
Yeah. No, I just like the fact that he said that you gave up some of your sovereignty. I'm like, whoa, shit. Pump. Actually,
fuck you.
You know, why don't you launch some missiles? And like, well, what are you going to do about it? Oh, excuse me, there, playground fuckhead. What are you going to do about it?
We're going to launch the missiles. We're not going to give you a phone call in the middle of the night. He said,
"Yeah, it's like
1-800 number to Canada."
Okay, guy. Why don't we just pretend for a moment that have you needed a missile defense system up to now? Haven't you got a radar system and NORAD? I mean, a bird can't take a shit without you knowing about it. And you do happen to have these jets that can do some funky shit that you spend billions of dollars on. You see Canada freaking out because you build stealth fighters that we can't detect. You got bombers flying over our country we can't see. Do we care? No. Why? Because we're Canadians. Fuck
Remember, the world doesn't hate us.
Yeah, nobody hates us because we don't do shit to anybody. We're just like, yeah, whatever. Come on over. Have a beer. We'll watch the game. Whatever. And for all you wogs out there, get your cash out of the bank. As the Reserve Bank considers raising interest rates at its board meeting next Tuesday, Treasury Secretary Ken Henry likened the flood of money pouring into the U.S. to support its budget and current account deficits to the stock market's dot-com bubble of the late 1990s.
Danger.
Were it suddenly to stop, there'd be shockwaves felt throughout the world's economies. Mm. So what they're saying here is that the U.S. economy is overinflated. The final crash, feared by Dr. Henry, would involve a sharp fall in the U.S. dollar and a bond market sell-off, which would push U.S. and world interest rates. This would hit the U.S. economic growth as a result, cut Chinese exports of manufactured products to the American market, and in turn would threaten the boom in Australian minerals exports to China. So they're saying is if it's bad for us, it's bad for everyone, which in fact, sort of. Fears that the world economy is in grave danger are growing in the major financial capitals. The International Monetary Fund, which is responsible for stability in the world economy, also warned yesterday of a sudden collapse. Okay, they don't issue these warnings unless shit is really bad.
Because even the warnings do bad
things. Like, this triggers major shit, and I don't know what Alan Greenspan is going to do. If he wants to get up and fucking tap dance, I don't think he can stop this one. IMF Managing Director Rodrigo Del Rato said urgent combined international action was required to head off the danger. That's some pretty strong wording. The main cause of concern is the fact the U.S. is running a trade deficit of about $600 billion. Incidentally, Canada's shown a surplus last four or 5 years or something. Yeah, good. We don't really have a budget. And a budget deficit of about $430 billion for 2005. That's what happens when you let corporations use your army as security guards to fortify their oil interests. that's who pays for that, the taxpayer. You, and then, isn't that great? You're taxed on the oil.
Yes.
And then your tax dollars go to pay the army to get you the oil you have to buy out of your own pocket, which is also, wow, they got you fucking
great
taxed.
Every way.
Shitty, guys. Yeah. Sorry. And you think that Canada's overtaxed? Whoa, looks like you're in the communist country, not me. U.S. imports are almost 50% greater than the country's exports, with the deficit being financed by international central banks and fund managers. Despite signs the deficit is getting bigger, money is pouring into the U.S. from Asia and Europe at such a rate the U.S. has been able to keep its long-term interest rates steady at 4.2% since the middle of last year. Now, what do you suppose is going to happen when someone in Europe decides to go, hey, we'll declare war on you, but we're not going to fire a shot. How about we just choke the shit out of you by getting rid of all your money? Okay, I'm a little concerned about that. It's not good to be dependent on other people who are signing checks. And you can, sure, you can surf the army in and fucking start missiling people, but they're not going to give you their money, man.
No.
Like, you could wind up in
Once
real...
Once it's gone, it's gone.
You could wind up in real fucking problems. You know what I mean? And I don't care how big your army is. Dude, it's easy to conquer shit. You can't hold shit. Mm. You know, so you can get all thuggy all you want. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Americans. They are beautiful people. I feel really bad that their government has turned them into the world opinion of being jackboot Nazis.
Yeah.
And for those of you internationally who are listening, do not believe that American people are evil, because they're not. They're beautiful people. They're very gentle people. They're loving
people.
Great. They
helpful.
You know, you could be you could be from any country in the world, and there's the large portion of the United States. If you were in trouble and you scream for help, people would come to help you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just the Americans are good people. And it's just like their government has gotten out of fucking control. And yeah. I think it's only going to be a matter of time before the Americans sort their fucking government out.
Yep.
And this is really what Texas wants, too. Because Texas is now talking about separating, for fuck's sakes. The Separatist Republic of Texas group, which largely dissolved after an abortive uprising in the Davis Mountains left several of its leaders dead and in prison in 1997, has reformed and is again pushing its message that Texas should be free of an independent nation. From a newly established capital in the East Texas town of Overton, Daniel Miller, who's looking to get himself shot, president of the Republic of Texas interim government, says desire to be free combined with ballooning concerns over rising taxes and property rights will convince more Texans to support a referendum on whether Texas should be an independent nation. Okay, for those of you thinking this is a good idea, this is an exceptionally bad idea. Balkanizing your nation is a bad fucking plan, okay? Everyone should be trying to get together, not separate. We're seeking a referendum to allow the people of Texas to vote on independence, Miller said. We're looking forward to the benefits of Texas independence, where Texas stands as a nation among other nations. Now, of course, this guy goes on and on and on, talking about how, you know, well, we weren't even a... We joined the United States in December of 1845. Before then, we were all Texas. When I was in Texas, because I was down there,
yeah,
visiting CyberTech, fucking like living in a dryer vent. That is how humid that fucking place is, man. So. Oh my god. Nice people.
So it wouldn't be a lot of immigration to the new country of Texas.
Well, Texas is a very special kind of place. Texas is the kind of place where he needed a killing was like a viable defense in court for quite a while.
Whoa.
Yeah, like I would not, if Texas did separate, I would not fuck around in Texas, because you will get that's where Dub comes from.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you'd get fucking murdered down there, man. It's just like, whoa. Now, in other countries in the world, now, also understand that America and Canada
yeah.
are the greatest countries in the world to live in. And you sometimes, I don't report on a lot of news in other countries that show that. I bitch about how things are going, because not because I hate America. Don't think that. I love America. I love Canada. I love North America. So what I want to do is I want to stop our countries, plural, from becoming this crazy, government-run psycho society like they have in Iran, where they put a fucking blogger, a guy who runs a weblog, okay, yeah. What I do,
yes.
Almost exactly what I do, in jail for 14 fucking years.
14 years.
14 years. An Iranian blogger accused of spying and counter-revolutionary activities, which, bang, is that not me in a nutshell, has been jailed for 14 years. Newspaper editor Aras Sigarchi, whose blog... he's a newspaper editor, too. Oh. Whose blog criticized an Iranian crackdown on similar websites, which has resulted in around 20 arrests, was himself cuffed on January on charges of espionage, insulting a founder of Iran's Islamic Republic.
Insulting.
Yeah. Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, or whatever the fuck his name is. You know, Ayatollahs suck. I don't know shit about... Can somebody send me some shit on what the deal is with an Ayatollah? I'd like to know what the fuck... Is that a title? Is he like a president? Is he the club fan club like leader over there? What the fuck is with these Ayatollahs? You know, because they just seem to be pissing me off. And the current supreme leader Ayatollah, is that like Grand Dragon or something? Ali Kanari, the BBC reports. The sentence immediately provoked protests from human rights organizations, Reporters Without Borders, and called for Sigarchi's release, which ain't going to do shit because nobody's got leverage. The spokesman said the authorities are trying to make an example of him by handing down a harsh sentence against a weblogger. Their aim is to dissuade journalists and internet users from expressing themselves online in contacting foreign media. Oh, that'll work. That'll work. You know, just beat them under... No, that's not going to work. Does anybody there actually know how to fucking read? You know, maybe if these Ayatollahs were to read some books instead of burning books, they'd know that their history would show them that this kind of action has never, ever been successful. Good luck, Ayatollah, whatever the fuck your name is. The outcome of Sigarchi's trial does not bode well for other Iranian bloggers still in custody, including Mojaba Samajid, who also criticized regime's clampdown.
That's great.
Isn't that just fucking nuts? 14 years. Like, Jesus, if I'm going to jail for 14 years, I may as well fucking kill somebody. Yeah. You know, if I'm already doing 14 hard ones in an Iranian fucking prison.
For typing some words on a screen.
Yeah, for talking.
For talking.
For talking.
Yep.
To other people and shit. Like, dude.
Glad to be in Canada.
Like, if he's insulting, come send the Iranians over here. Are they going to come to my backyard now? They're going to come fuck with me because I'm Canadian? And everyone knows we're harboring terrorists here?
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to activate their secret cells here and come to my house and geek my sorry ass? Jesus, that's just fucking terrifying. It's 2005. What the fuck?
And they're throwing people in jail for typing.
Yeah, what do you say?
You can't insult the leader.
Yeah, companies and countries, countries yeah. Heavy on the cunt. anyone who's run by religious law scares the shit out of me.
Yes.
Okay, the separation of church and state, like, you believe whatever the fuck you want, okay? I rip a lot on world religions, don't get me wrong, I totally do, okay? Not because I think that they're idiots, I just because I don't think it's the truth. You know, that's my problem with it, is I don't believe that the rock is sacred, I don't believe the dead guy on the stick came back to life, I don't believe... You know, in whatever the Jews are into. I don't believe in that. You know, the dreidel or whatever. I don't know that shit, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
They're nice people.
Yes.
I was at that camera store in New York. What's that store called?
B&H.
B&H in New York.
Yeah.
A lot of Jews in there.
Yes.
It was Jew intensive. It was a Jew-rich population in that place. And lots of little dreadlocks and everything. They were all, you know, grooving away. And yes. Nice, nice fucking people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they're doing their thing. And you go to... You know, UFO expos, and you got all the Huna Huna Crystal crowd on the go, and they're doing their thing, and they got the good weed, and everybody's happy, you know?
But don't put laws into effect based on that.
But don't fucking tell me that I can't, you know, put certain rocks in my garden because they're sacred. You can kiss my ass. These people need to watch some Ghost in the Shell. That's what these people need to do. I'm just like, holy shit. I can't believe that, man. We need to get education as a man. That's why everyone needs to get online. Is after being online and surfing for a while, you get educated.
You see the world.
You learn something.
Yeah.
You learn something. I mean, Jesus, you can't be exposed that much to the web and not learn anything. But when you're on the web, there's dangers. Aren't these segues just killer?
They're amazing.
These segues are fucking stellar, man. I'm two wheels and going buck wild over here. Okay. The price of identity theft. Now, I never really think about this, but there's people who get nailed with ID theft. And when they get nailed with ID theft, man, it's like they're fucked for the rest of their lives. Like this guy here, Warren Lambert, thought it was just another piece of junk mail until he read the letter more closely and learned that con artists have obtained his social security number, name and address, and just what they needed to steal his identity and ruin his credit forever. Lambert is one of nearly, check this number out, 145,000 Americans rendered vulnerable by a breach of computer database of ChoicePoint. Remember that? I reported on that.
Okay.
A leading trafficker in a growing pool of information about who we are, what we own, where we owe, and everywhere we go. This is why the matrix that they're trying to build, that is like the huge linking Uber database, is so fucking terrible. All one guy has got to do is breach that, and everyone.
It's all over. Everyone.
Everyone's fucked. The Georgia-based company began mailing warning letters after acknowledging this month that thieves opened more than 50 ChoicePoint accounts by posing as legitimate businesses. Yeah, actually, 50 ChoicePoint accounts isn't really the number that I got. I got something to the effect of about 50,000 names were leaked.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I think they missed a few zeros there. Lambert, who's a retired banker in San Francisco, now spends several hours a day phoning customer service agents, poring over credit card statements, ordering credit reports, and checking bank accounts. Because his life is shit. Because
now
he's like, hey, here's an IP address. Hack me.
Yeah.
You know? He worries that thieves will eventually do to him what sheriffs in Texas and Los Angeles say they've done more than 700 other people. Reroute his mail, ring up credit card debts, and buy a car, or even commit felonies under his fucking name.
Damn.
That is some badass shit. That's like, I get to move. Like, you are fucked.
Yeah, there's something about privacy.
Yeah, there's a reason
what the dangers are. There it is.
Yeah, like, and he's fucked for life. Now I have to be on my credit monitoring service, and I have to be on a credit monitoring service and look over my shoulder for the rest of my life, said Lambert. This dude's 67 years old.
He doesn't need to deal with this.
No, and he's a banker, so he knows his shit. This isn't some clown who's like, oh, no, now I'm fucked.
He's lucky he's a banker.
Yeah, he's lucky because he knows how much damage can be done. I feel sorry for the younger victims who are eventually going to buy a house or a car. They'll try to buy it, and they'll discover that their credit is ruined.
For no reason.
For no reason. Not their fault.
Yep.
And then you've got to prove that you're innocent, because these guys who are ripping shit off and sending these people out. You know, there is room for noble hackers in the world. There is room for people, maybe, I'll even use the phrase, digital vigilantes. Maybe there's room for that.
They can fix all this stuff.
Maybe, or hunt the fuckers down that are doing it.
Yeah.
Crime Stopper still works. You know, you're not ratting out if the guy's really a piece of shit ruining innocent people's lives. You know, people say, oh, you're a rat. Yeah, well, fuck you, pal. I may be a rat, but I'm not wrecking innocent people's lives just because you want to get the fucking the newest and greatest car. Suck my ass, you piece of shit. It'd be different if these people are, you know, buying food or medicine or something.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, just to make a buck, no, they're criminals, and they deserve everything the law can give them. Now, SPIT! Researchers at the 2005 annual meeting, AAAS, annual meeting in Washington, D.C., said that today's saliva-based diagnostics is evolving to test for bacteria, viruses, illegal drug use, steroids, DNA, and RNA, potentially reducing the need for blood and urine testing. Which means
Excellent.
That they don't need to get a court order. They don't need to stick you with a needle. They just take some spit, and you're fucked.
Yep.
Saliva is a reflection of our body, our circulation, and our blood. Dr. David Wong of the University of California, Los Angeles, and the Johnson's Cancer Center told reporters at the AAS News Briefing, saliva testing can be effective because it contains as many of the same proteins in blood as urine does. Proteins that blood and urine do. There we go. The researchers said, especially if you're into, like, never mind. News research shows that these molecules can reveal the presence of diseases like cancer and can be used to predict the number of cavities in a person's teeth.
So there's a lot of good uses.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
While some saliva tests are already used for alcohol and HIV tests, new technology has overcome barriers to build a new generation of check this wording out here. He's talking about how it can be used to help people, right?
Yeah.
Overcome barriers to build a new generation of, here's the magic, precise portable saliva to testing devices that reconfigures tests normally done with blood and urine. Spit in a little jar, we wait for the readout, and oh, you're fucked.
Or your boss just takes the cup you drank from. and takes it to his office.
Or they go to your house and grab your toothbrush.
Yes.
Or they get your gum that you put on the underneath the park bench.
Yep.
Or and then we take that DNA and RNA. Now I got a DNA RNA sample. I'm going to hack the matrix. Blah 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 blah. There are a dozen companies that make oral fluid tests for HIV worldwide, but only one has been approved in the U.S., said Daniel Malamud, professor of the Department of Biochemistry, School of Dental Medicine, University of Pennsylvania. Malamud, that's his real name.
Malamud.
Malamud or Malamud. I'll say Malamud because it sounds better. Revealed a prototype oral swab kit that detects HIV and Bacillus cerus, a bacterium closely related to B. anthracis. Okay. He believed the device will lead to a palm-sized kit, which could detect exposure to a variety of substances, from narcotics to steroids to common bacteria and viruses. Let's say customs much?
Yes. Yeah.
The miniaturized lab will permit saliva screening on the go.
Sweet.
That's just fucking fantastic. So, mind you, I can see you coming up with companies coming up with gums that fuck with your saliva.
Yeah, that's right.
If it can be created, it can be hacked. There's ways around that. And here's a scary story. You want to talk about where do you draw the line with intellectual property laws? That's my tattoo. A Portland man who put a tattoo on the right arm of Detroit Piston Rasheed Wallace is suing to stop the forward from displaying the work in ads for Nike basketball.
Ah.
Okay. Matthew Reed from Tiger Lily Tattoo and Design Works claims that he owns the copyright for a design tattoo that he put on this guy's arm. Now,
so this guy is controlling the other guy's body.
Yeah, Reed's lawsuit wants the Nike's ad featuring Wallace and the tattoo of the air on the internet, as well as damages. He's after money. According to the suit filed last week, U.S. District Court, former trailblazer Wallace approached Reed in 1998 saying he wanted an Egyptian-themed family design with a king and queen and three children, stylized son in the background. So he thought it up himself. Reed researched the idea, came up with a design, so he was told to create this design, put it on Wallace's arm. Reed said the $450 charge was a relatively small amount, but he expects to benefit from the exposure. Wallace said that one more distinctive tattoos in the NBA Sports Illustrated for Kids used it in a feature asking readers to match each tattoo with the NBA player who wears it. Which is kind of a fucked up thing to do, but whatever.
In a kids' magazine?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
But Reed claims he became aware last year of a Nike ad that centers on the tattoo and its creation. He claims that the ad violates the copyright he holds on the Egyptian family pencil drawing. A spokeswoman for Whedon and Kennedy, which made the ad and is named in the suit, declined comments to the Oregonian. Representative for Nike and Wallace did not return phone messages seeking comment.
You don't own anything anymore. Not even your own tattoo.
If I put a fucking tattoo on, that is my goddamn tattoo. Especially if I told you to design the fucking thing. I gave you the criteria that I wanted for it.
And
you put it on my body. You know, sometimes I think that intellectual property laws are just too fucked to be real.
Yep.
Now, moving right along, new psyops for drug companies. Check this out. Ad executives and drug company officials say charges and advertising strategies are almost certainly in the wake of the Vioxx and Celebrex news, and new studies showing a consumer backlash. People are scared of the drugs now, so they're changing tactics.
Yay.
Commercials featuring active, happy people with only an obligatory discussion of side effects are not doing enough to explain the inherent risk of taking drugs, experts said. Ads featuring Olympic gold medalist skater Dorothy Hamill helping send sales of prescription pain reliever Vioxx soaring. I bet she's feeling guilty. And a catchy tune reminding arthritis sufferers that taking Celebrex would have them celebrating cemented in its spot in the pantheon of drugs. This guy wrote this as a clown. And they made more than $1 billion on this drug that kills people. The ads promoted millions of patients to ask for and get a class of specialized medicines most really didn't need, and now that have been linked to an increased risk of heart attack and strokes. This has been a big wake-up call for pharmaceutical companies, said Frank Ginsberg, chairman of the Averitt Free Ginsberg, a New York-based ad agency, which has worked for pharmaceutical companies. I think there will be some dramatic changes. Yeah, like what, fucker? You're in it for the money. Only 18% of consumers believe pharmaceutical ads can be trusted. Wow, that's pretty good. That's like 82% think they're fucked.
Yeah.
Most of the time, according to a new study released on Friday by the Kaiser Family Foundation, that's down by almost half, since 1987, where one-third of people surveyed said you could trust ads most of the time. That's great. That's good news.
That is sad. People are seeing through the veil of these
of the lies.
Stupid ads.
Yeah, you know. And it's fucking sick and weird, but there it is.
I'm completely blown away every time I see statistics. How many people are on drugs in the States?
Yeah, like...
prescription drugs. What did you do before this?
Dude,
just died and suffered? No.
I think Americans are really nice. I don't think they need to be on drugs.
No.
And a bit of bad news. Hydropower apparently is not as clean as we thought it was. Yeah, turns out, contrary to popular belief, hydroelectric power can seriously damage the climate. Proposed changes to the way countries' climate budgets are calculated... aim to take greenhouse gas emissions from hydropower reservoirs into account, but some experts worry they will not go far enough. The green image of hydropower as a benign alternative to fossil fuels is false, says Eric Duchesne, a consultant for the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Everyone thinks hydro is very clean, but this is not the case. Hydroelectric dams produce significant amounts of carbon dioxide and methane, and in some cases produce more of those greenhouse gases than power plants running on fossil fuels. Carbon emissions vary from dam to dam, said Phil Sternside from Brazil's National Institute of Research in Amazon and Manaus, but we do know that there are enough emissions to worry about. Now, I don't know how that happens. I guess there must be something going
water
on there.
Water turns the turbines and goes into electricity. Where's this... all this other stuff coming from?
This is because large amounts of carbon tied up in the trees and other plants are released by the reservoir when the reservoir is initially flooded and the plants rot. So when you dam it up, all the plants underneath are rotting and all that gas comes to the surface, and that's what's producing the plant, because you flood these areas and all these forestry regions are rotting, producing methane gas. After this first pulse of decay, plant matter settling on the reservoir's bottom decomposes without oxygen, resulting in a buildup of dissolved methane. This is released in the atmosphere when the water passes through the dam's turbines.
Is this FUD?
I don't think so. I got it off.
Would that not happen anyway from dead trees?
Yes, but the thing is, you create a dam and it backs up the whole fucking valley. And suddenly the whole valley's underwater and there's a lot more organic matter than should have been there. So it gets kind of crazy. Some check out.
Does
we can check some.
Stop
out.
Eventually? I mean, after
maybe
50 years?
Maybe. I'm just reporting what I saw there. We can check some that. Follow the links. Check it out.
So let's just dig up some more oil because, you know, every other thing is bad.
Well, no. Why don't we look? Let's look at the star in a jar. You can't just claim that's FUD. Yeah, I mean, this guy's blowing the whistle on hydro.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go with the star in a jar. Some son of a bitch made energy out of a fucking acoustics in a jar. And everyone's like, no. Doesn't work. Well, he seems to claim it does. And he's put his reputation on it. There's a lot of alternative energy out there. We've got shit we haven't tacked into yet. Now, Iraqi Order 81. How did this happen? While a few of us were paying attention, the Coalition Provisional Authority, representing the government of the United States, imposed a set of 100 orders on Iraq. A careful examination... this is for the occupation, right?
Right.
A careful examination of these orders could lead to the conclusion that the war is being waged to enrich corporations at the expense of ordinary citizens.
No way.
Many of these orders take freedom and liberty away from the people of Iraq. The orders have a profound effect on us. Iraqi Order 81 is of special interest because it goes a long way in affecting every living being on the planet. This order prohibits Iraqi farmers from using methods of agriculture that have been used for centuries. The common worldwide practice of saving heirloom seeds from 1 year is now illegal in Iraq. You can no longer save seeds in Iraq.
Yeah. Use Monsanto.
Order 81 wages war on Iraqi farmers. They have lost the freedom and liberty to choose their own methods of agriculture. The food chain has been under worldwide assault by U.S. corporations for some time, and the master race of corporations has seized control of the very essence of life itself. We are now in the aid of the genetically modified doomsday seeds. It seems that it is illegal for Monsanto owns Iraq seed.
Yeah.
So.
Is this Monsanto stuff? No. Okay, go to jail. Is this Monsanto stuff? Do you have the license? No. Go to jail.
Yeah.
Pay your license
and
to
this,
grow.
And this is what we have to try to prevent. Mm. Yeah, it makes the like, don't focus. I know you're only here one day a week. Don't focus on it. You got to get past that, otherwise you'll get a nosebleed.
It's illegal to grow food.
And we've got Wild Sims freaking out. I'll tell you about the Camborg dogs, which are now being used. Yeah, police have collared the latest technology and kitting out their firearms dogs with cameras.
Firearms dogs?
That's what it says. Miniature television cameras and radio transmitter fitted onto a harness, which can be placed on the heads of Northumbria police dogs. It means they can search buildings and relay information back to the officers. So we're getting very close to the Bottweilers. Okay. Sergeant Glenn Bland of the dog section, the previous camera assistant, heavy battery pack, which meant dogs got tired quickly. My dog wouldn't get tired quickly. Ranger would be fucking that shit up. He added the new system is 75% lighter and also produces an improved picture quality. The dogs can operate absolutely as normal, and they seem to forget the camera's there. I don't know. I've seen the picture of this camera mounted on this dog. Yeah. I don't think they're forgetting that camera's there. The Fido camera system has infrared lights, which mean pictures can be provided in the darkness.
Cool.
Pictures are seen on a receiver, blah, 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 blah.
Good for search and rescue.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's cool, and also searching out buildings, so if your dog gets shot, you know where he got shot.
True. Yeah.
I'd rather just send in an Ed 209 unit. And, of course, there's more FDA corruption to be had.
No.
10 members of the Food and Drug Administration and Ministry panel who voted that a group of powerful painkillers should be continue to be sold has tied to drug makers, a new analysis shows. A study of the Center for Science and the Public Interest indicates that 10 of the 32 panel members had ties to either Pfizer or Merck & Co., ranging from consulting fees and speaking honoria to receiving research and support from the companies.
One-third.
One
of the
fucking
FDA.
Third. After 3 days of hearing on the drugs known as COX-2 inhibitors, the panel voted 31-1 to keep Pfizer's Celebrex on the market. These are the ones they caught. They caught 10.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yes.
Okay. 17-13 with two abstentions in favor of Pfizer's Bextra, and 17-15 and Merck's Vioxx should be allowed back on sale.
These deadly drugs that nobody needs.
Check these out.
Put them
man.
Right back in the market.
Check
start
these
advertising.
Out. Is there any democracy left?
No.
Is there any democracy left?
It's all companies.
It's sick and deranged. And today's daily hack, okay, goes from astrophysics, has to do with the corporations, because I figured it was a good one. This is Dangerous Times. Now, this Dangerous Terms, a user's guide to EULAs, end user license agreements.
Yes.
Now, this is important. Everyone knows this.
Yes.
We've all seen them, windows that pop up before you install your new piece of software full of legalese. To complete the install, you have to scroll through about 60 screens of dense text and click, I agree. Sometimes you don't have to scroll, and no one does it. Everyone just hammers through.
Click, next.
Click, stop, yeah. This is the breakdown of what those are. Check it out. It's worth your time.
Really?
Yes, it talks about what end-user license agreements are. Very, very cool. You want to see that. And that's all I got for you today. Sam, you got anything else?
No.
Good. That's it, because my voice is just about done. I'm going to see if I can get through this before my...
you could do it!
Before the time runs out and my voice runs out. This is a free broadcast. You can do anything you want with it. You can send it, give it away. You can distribute it freely and check my stuff out. You don't believe Hydro's clean? Sim's going to check it out. Go check out how the FDA is fucking owning... Is being owned by the,
yeah.
by the companies, man.
Don't believe us.
We only know 10 of them. There's only 10 noted. Yeah. If that means that there's a whole bunch of other people that are just fucking stupid. This broadcast was brought to you by Jesse, Anonymous Anonymous, Jesse, Grey Ghost, Robert, Forley, Michael, Matthew, Matt, Kevin, Derek, Jesse, Desert Runner, Eric, Speaker, Jeff, Malcolm, Peter, Keith, Timor, Weblife, Richard, Greg, Evan, Matt, Drake, Levi, Ashton, David, Brian, Austin, Tara, Host, Mojo, Jonathan, Adam, Mystique, Mark, Jonathan, Trevor, Brandon, Art, Diremude, Peter, Jesse, Brandon, Justin, Matthew, Dylan, Lars, Daniel, Mookie, and Philip. Thank you so much for your donations. And if you would like to help keep this daily news... Bah, Jesus, someone help me. God, voice burning. If you would like to help keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rantmedia.ca and click on the Donate tab. Special thanks to some hard netrunners. I'm not driving anymore. This is great, man. I feel like...
Perfect voice. Start singing. Yeah,
I'm going to do that. The video game she played me. Okay. some hard net runners, Astrophysics, Sylvanus, Polyzy, Ricky Raga, Falweir, Psychofish, No Delete, Bonsai, Poppy, you say, amazing
nice.
Shit, Valerian, Madar, Agent Bubbles, K-Tog, and Lead Scorch. Thanks so much for all your donations and your donations of news stories, information, and everything else. Digital baptisms today, Dreve, that's his old name, Dreve, is now known as Yoshimitsu Reborn. That's his name. Yoshimitsu Reborn. So he knows why he has that name.
Okay.
And in upcoming events, there's an art show on March 5th at EA in Langley, which is an independent art show. And if you have any events that are happening locally that you think would be cool, I'm going to try this. It's an upcoming events thing. I didn't tell you about this.
Yeah. Danger.
You don't like it? Well, if I get 10 million things.
5,000 events all over the world.
Well, you know what? If there's shit that's going on around the world, I just got this one event. I thought, what the hell?
Yeah.
We'll do that. But if there's cool, like this that disc you gave me. I put on the show like that Independent Music Festival.
Right.
I didn't know about that. Did you know that? I didn't know about that. So maybe if we are at like the Rainbow Festival, Burning Man, maybe there's a lot of these
that's
people
cool
want
stuff,
to go
yeah.
to. You know, I mean, I think it's a good idea to have this. So if you know something about that, you know about some events coming up, let me know and I'll put them on.
Yeah.
If they're within a week or whatever, sure, why not? What the hell? And everyone else, for your assistance in gathering data, if you have access to information or any other pertinent stories, please email them to newsreel, that's N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, at rantradio.com. And if you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album Uber Alles by an amazing band called Hansel and Gretel. They're so over the top, it hurts.
I saw them
it
in concert.
Hurts.
It was great.
So you got anything else, Sim?
Nope.
That's it for you?
That's it. Newsletter's coming out tonight.
Nice.
Yep.
Should be
or
good.
Last night. This night.
You're always caught. He's always caught in time distortion.
Yeah.
So until tomorrow, that's what server said. End of line.
All around me are familiar faces. Worn out places, worn out faces. Bright and early for the daily races. Going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses. No expression, no expression. Head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Children waiting for the day they feel good. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Child should sit and listen, sit and listen. Went to school and I was very nervous. No one knew me, no one knew me. Hello teacher, tell me what's my lesson. Look right through me, look right through me. I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad. Thank you.